Welcome everybody to episode 76 of High Tech on the Low. Moran, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you, Jordan?
I'm good. It's really exciting to have you here. As always, we're sponsored by Front Team with 12 different communities, 6 verticals, and 3,000 members looking to connect. And I think today you're going to help them connect a little bit to secondary investments, from what I understand.
Hopefully. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. And I'd love for you. So first of all, we're here with Moran Chamsi, who I understood that's how we pronounce the name, Chamsi, C-H-A-M-S-I. So you can find him online on LinkedIn. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about what he's doing in the world of secondaries. So Moran, please, I give the floor to you.
Yeah. So basically, we have a fund. It's called Ample Swedes Investments investing mainly in a secondary market.
Okay.
Secondary market, it's a market that just created in the past years because, if I don't know, 10 years ago, the time of exit startups was like 5 to 7 years. Now you can see a lot of startups building themselves as a huge enterprise.
Sure.
As a big companies.
Of course, to scale.
Exactly.
Right.
And then, you know, what's happened, the exit point, it's became a bit late.
Okay.
So, you know, founders, employees, even early stage investors,
sure,
you know, want to see, to feel some success, you know, on the road.
Right, before you get to the exit point and you're making the billions.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. They want like a small exit.
Okay.
You know, by a small milestone exit by the big exit.
Okay.
And that's how create a secondary market.
Sure.
It's give the opportunity to liquidate your options, your shares in the company
before the, like, the quote unquote end of time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So and even in the past, in Israel, in the past 3-4 years, it's became more popular in growth companies and
sure,
late stage round.
Okay.
The part of the round, it's dedicated to secondary.
Okay.
So the company,
like secondary exclusive.
Exclusive.
Wow.
So the company, aggregator, some, you know, C-level employees, other employees, the founders, sometimes even early stage investors, and build the whole package, and give like, I don't know, 5 to 15-20% of the whole round dedicated to the secondary.
Got you. Now, bring it back for me a little bit, even to simpler terms, right?
Yeah.
You know, for the people out there who may not know exactly what even a secondary is. What is that? Because, like, when I, you know, it's funny. I was telling someone, I was coming to interview you today, and I was telling him what your business is. And they were like, secondaries, what is that? Like, is there a primary? And I was like, well, I think the primary is the main share. And then they were like, well, then what's a secondary? And I said, great question from Moran. So, you know, what is a secondary? Like, how is it crafted in the business? How does it come out? How is it, like, expressed, basically?
So shares is a shares, first of all.
Sure.
And you have a class of the shares. You have a common shares that most of the employees getting them under, you know, under their plans or whatever.
Sure.
And you have preferred shares, which any investor in any round get, you know, his preferred A, B, C.
Right.
Depends on the round.
Of course.
And the shares, it's not, you know, since the company it's private and not public, you cannot trade with the shares.
Right.
It's only shares on the paper.
Right. It's not on NASDAQ or wherever else.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. So therefore, you know, and when people want to, you know, to gain some money from their hard work, or, you know, they don't need to wait till the exit.
As they deserve. Yeah.
Exactly. They sell it in a secondary market. So
sure,
in the primary market, you actually buy shares from the company and all your capital going to the company, you know, for all the purpose of the round,
sure,
you know, to scale everything.
Whatever it might be, yeah.
Exactly. But in the secondary, it's going to individual. You pay to the shareholder money. You know, sometimes it's, you know, mostly it's with some discount, and you have other terms of the
right. We don't have to get into the exact technicalities of it.
Exactly. And it's really important to do it, you know, hand by hand with the company.
Uh-huh.
And not by yourself.
Sure.
Because the company is a side of this agreement.
Right.
Of the
course.
SPA with the share purchase agreement. And then you can get, you know, you can gain some money and take home and you
wow,
know, and sell some of your shares.
That sounds, honestly, wait a second. Yeah, it's a lot. What's up, it stops. That's always exciting. So do you think, though, that at the end of the day, your goal is to help the individual, or is it to help the company? Because it sounds very different, the secondary, you know, kind of way of going about business?
So I think both. Okay. I think when you're helping to individual, when you're helping to the founders, you know, to take some, you know, some money back home, or to the, you know, to the employees that working very hard to take something home, and you know, it's helping them for their morality. And of course, materiality, you know, for taking money home.
Yeah, it's always good.
You know? It's always good. So I think when you help the individual, you help the company, because then you have, you know, you feel in gas that the people get more motivated, and the company can, you know, can work better and get, you know, to their goals faster. So I believe, you know, my point of view, my two cents, it's, you know, when you're doing secondary, you're helping both, you know, it's all the ecosystem.
Wow. So it's kind of like almost by helping the individual, you help the company, as you said. It's kind of like this, like, almost feedback loop in
exactly.
a sense. Now, you know, it's very interesting what you're doing, because in the end of the, I mean, yeah, you know, exactly. I mean, I find it interesting, at least just because, you know, there's a certain element here too, where I think this is something that a lot of people don't really understand. You know, they don't really understand what is, like, the whole system behind this? What is the whole, you know, way in which you can also kind of give back to employees, give back to entrepreneurs, give back to whoever it might be, individuals, we can say, in the company before they, you know, get to that main exit and kind of, you know, you can say make the big bucks. I think it's very interesting. Now, what's interesting also beyond that for me is that, you know, this is something that you said is developed recently. Okay, like that it has kind of been taken more of a trend recently and in recent years. Why do you see it coming, like, more to the forefront of our business practices, you know?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the secondary market was there for even for more than 10 years, you know, it's been there. But it became more popular
in the past,
you know, 3-4 years.
That's a good point to make.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And I think, you know, basically mostly it's because the later rounds, you know, became more popular. Companies, as I mentioned before, you know, see their exit point, you know, in 10-15 years, you know, it's
length. Not 5 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then, you know, it's a need, it's not trend. It, you know, the market create a needs of give you know, some compensation.
Sure.
to the employees, to the founders, you know, all the way.
Right.
So that's why I think you can see it, you know, in the past, you know, 3-4 years, more popular in Israel than been before.
Sure. Do you think also, like, the pandemic had anything about that? That it kind of spurred, like, more kind of, you know, like, unique spending rounds or something like that? Or is it really just kind of not related at all? This was just kind of like a new instrument tool that people are kind of, you know, getting more acquainted with?
You know, I believe, and it's going also to your back question, you know, in my point of view, it's even approved themselves. You know,
okay.
I believe the secondary market will approve themselves as the option plan developed. You know, in the beginning, when you get an option, you know, before they have the basic option plan,
sure.
it was like a chaos. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows, you know, what the terms, what, how he get, how much he get, how much his friend get, you know. But then, you know, when the market create the option plan,
right.
and then ESOP, etc. So everybody knows, and it's now and now the option plan market, it's more mature. And, you know, my
gotcha.
Point of view, and this is also what we want to lead,
sure.
to the Israeli market. To create the basic rules, to create the basic terms on uh-huh. the secondary, because employees want to know when and how they can, you know, sell their shares, and of course it's have to be hand by hand with the management, with the company. I don't believe that, you know, individual deals without involve the company can happen or it's right to happen. It's need to happen and the right thing is going to happen when the employee is going to the management,
sure.
and together they helping him, you know, to sell, you know, the amount of shares that the company allowed,
sure.
in some price and who is the buyer, you know, which everybody wants to know this legit fund on their cap table,
sure.
And I believe, you know, we in the next, you know, 3-5 years, we're going to see a much more mature market on a secondary.
Sure. And is there also, like, a lot of compliance standards people have to meet here that are, like, kind of, you know, difficult for companies to meet, or is it kind of...
Yeah, they have a lot of issues, but I think, you know, individual and company know how to create it.
Sure.
And the legal and tax practice, you know, became more more fit to the secondary market.
Sure. Now, one thing that I thought was very interesting about you guys kind of do stuff not only for, you know, the companies, quote unquote, not only for the company side, but you do for the employees, right? You know,
exactly.
And that's kind of like your in a sense, your division there. You know, one side for the companies, for the founders or whatever, and then on the other side for the employees. Can you explain kind of the difference in your mindset when you kind of approach, let's say, you know, a company versus the employee?
So I basically seeing as a similar. I was an entrepreneur.
Okay. Still sounds like it.
Yeah, in 2013, okay. I had my own company. But I see, you know, when you're helping to the employees, you're helping to the founders. The founders has a lot of problem, a lot of you know, things on his head.
Sure.
And when you help
beyond just secondaries and investment,
exactly,
and everything like that,
exactly.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, and he has, you know, a small the company.
Yeah, you know. Small problem.
Yeah, how you scale the company, how you raise more money, how the product works, etc., etc.
Sure.
So I think, you know, in the secondary, it's just a great tool that can help both of them. You know, when the founder has a satisfied management team or satisfied employees,
sure,
you know, the company works better. Uh-huh. Everybody knows, you know, what if the employees has a bigger motive, the company, you know, perform better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have not much different between, you know, secondary for the founders and to employees. You know, they have some tax issues and legal issues,
mm-hmm.
but it's just minor things that, you know, now people and companies know how to deal with it.
Okay. Now, what's one of your things, like if I was, let's say, an employee, right? You know, and this is something that I've just, you know, thought about myself, actually, when I was coming here, I was like, how do I exercise secondaries, you know, as an employee, let's say if I'm in a company? How does it work for me specifically?
So I think basically you need to know, you know, what, how much from your options, you know, exercise and became shares.
Okay.
And then when you have a shares, you know, you can go to your direct manager or to the management, you know, sometimes it's a CFO, sometimes it's a GC.
Uh-huh.
And just understand how you can get some liquidity.
Okay.
Sometimes the company planning a liquidity event, you know, in the next, I don't know, few months,
sure.
and you can ask that you want to be a part of this, you know, a liquidity
you
event.
You can actually ask that.
You can ask it. Okay. You know, I don't know if the company say yes or no, yeah. But
you're not in charge of that. But I'm saying, like, you can actually
exactly,
come to upper
exactly.
management.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think it's a better option than, you know, that sneak around and
sure.
do everything, you know, behind the back. You need to understand, and actually I wrote an article in Geek Time, 6 tips about secondary, last month.
But you got to send that to us.
Yeah, I will. I will. What you should or should not do.
Okay.
And you know, it's only technical issues, but the thing that it's great that you be aware about it.
Okay.
So you go to your company, you have, you know, sometimes you have some buyer, you know, some legit, yeah, secondary fund, or sometimes the company telling you that you know they have some buyers,
sure.
And then, you know, the company, each company, they have their own restriction, but you know it should happen and should work.
Sure.
I don't know if immediately, but definitely in the next, you know, period of time.
Yeah, a little bit
in the near future. Yeah.
Okay, and then you can exercise that and basically get your liquidity and make good money or whatever it might.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, it's good to say that you know it's better to be aware about, you know, tax. They have some tax issues and some legal issues, so it's better to consult with, you know, with professional.
Uh-huh.
But it's more and less. It's a very standard things.
Interesting. Now, on the other side of things, you know, on the flip side, kind of like what you were saying with the founders and stuff like that, obviously you have a million things to worry about, whatever it is. We all know we're all founders in a certain sense, and it's clear. But, you know, on that side, what should, like, early stage startup, you know, founders be considering, you know, when it comes to secondaries? Is that even something that should be on their mind at the start, or is it something that's much more down the line, you know, not relevant to them at the start of their ventures?
I think, you know, early stage startups, you know, need to focus in their product, in the company,
mm-hmm.
know how to get a compensation immediately.
Sure.
I think, you know, investors appreciate it, you know, founders that work hard for some term. You know, they achieve some goals,
right?
Business goals, product goals, whatever.
So it's beyond like just the money at that point. It's really like they want to see vision. They want to see completion of the product, getting you to market, whatever.
Exactly.
It might be.
And okay. And I think, you know, I think the primary investor don't want, you know, the founder's gonna be uptight about, you know, selling his shares.
Yeah.
But they want to give him some, you know, a little gifts, you know, on the way.
Along the way, sure.
Along the way. And yeah. And I think, you know, you it's more popular to see it, you know, in maybe C, D rounds and okay. up, you know, than the, you know, seed A or B, because, you know, then they need to, you know, prove themselves, prove the company, prove the concept, and not be focused on how many shares I'm selling.
Does it get almost like at that point kind of like too complicated? It's like almost like, whoa, what are you doing? We're just getting started in a sense. Like, you know, why are you kind of bringing all this other elements in? Or
exactly.
Is it not really like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. If I was a primary investor and I invest in, you know, early stage company in A round, I don't want to hear about, you know, selling, you know, secondary, and I'm appreciated the, you know, the founders, the employees, but, you know, the company need to get more mature,
sure.
and more around the world to get and get some liquidity from your shares.
So it's almost like only going to secondaries when you really like have the liquidity to do so, right? You know, or when you have the ability to do so. Don't just jump into the water.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Don't pull an FTX, right? You know, I'm joking. Right? But
yeah, and I think it's fair. You know, it's also fair. You know, okay. It's fair enough that, you know, after you work for several of years and the company achieved more, and you want
right.
you want to show some you want to. And also, I think it's fair, you know, it's fair enough, you know, when the company achieved their goals, when the investors and the founder understand they want to scale up, they want to build a bigger company, you know, but they need a bit of compensation. They can, you know, exercise some of their shares and sell it on the secondary market.
Okay, so it makes honestly, you know, kind of sense in that sense, right? You know, that you have to kind of look beyond, you know, what's just like. The I guess the kind of, you know, the monetary benefit here, you have to kind of look at the strategy is what you're saying behind it. So it's not just like a jump in the water, oh, secondaries, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. And I think, you know, today you can see more even mature founders. I'm meeting a lot of founders of late stage companies
sure.
that also became more open minded for secondary to their employees.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they understand about, you know, the market and how the secondary market create and growth, and they even sometimes, you know, want to control in this kind of secondary deals, and they helping to their employees. Even today, you know, when biggest company get fired, you know, employees, because they, you know, that's what they need to do, and this is, you know, it's a hard decision and sad decision, but this is what the best for the company. The company sometimes, you know, helping them with, you know, with the secondary transaction mm-hmm. to get more easily about the employees, you know, when you get fired and need some money.
Of course, yeah, but it sounds like there's kind of this almost more focus to like actually help the employee, not just like throw them out in that.
Exactly.
Now, I want to kind of turn to Amplefield a little bit more, because, you know, obviously, you know, you say you're not an entrepreneur anymore, clearly are because you started something, but we'll put that aside, right? Well, you know, you come, you start this business. Why? I mean, you know, why start a secondary, you know, type of group that's focused on helping these companies? I mean, why even do that? You know, what was your thought process behind that?
So first of all, to move from the entrepreneur side to the dark side, to the investor side.
I didn't want to say that, you know, yeah. But you put it out there, okay? We don't say anything bad about investors here, but you know.
Yeah. No, this was a first move. But then I think, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, my philosophy that, you know, we want to help to the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, this is also, you invest in the ecosystem and you help the ecosystem, because as we discussed in the beginning of our call, in our beginning of our conversation, you helping to the company, you helping to employees, you actually helping to the tech ecosystem,
uh-huh.
the Israeli tech ecosystem.
Sure.
So this is the first thing. Second thing, you know, economic wise, as an investor, it's a great tool. We in Amplefields, our goal is to invest only in very mature companies, and to load the risks in our investments.
Sure.
And the great tool to get into those companies through the secondary. So business-wise also, it makes sense to us to and in, as investors. So, you know, we understand that we will not do a 20x on our investment or 15 or 20x. We'll do a bit less, but the risk factor here it's much lower than you know when you're getting in the early rounds.
Sure.
So we found this balance then, and we understand, you know,
a lot of people would actually say like that's better for me. You know, they'd say like I would rather have low risk even if the return isn't as big, because at least I know I'm getting my return, right?
Exactly.
Or have at least more of a guarantee.
Exactly. And also another, you know, a very substantial factor, it's the liquidity event.
Mm-hmm.
We're investing in companies that we believe they're going to have some exit point in the next 2 to 4 years.
Okay.
So, you know, if you know, with the typical fund, you know, as an investor, your money slipping for 10 years plus two, whatever.
Sure.
Our term, it's very short.
Okay.
And then you also get, you know, your money back in a shorter time. So this is also a great factor.
Oh, that's great. I mean, who doesn't want that, you know? I mean, to me, it sounds like then you really like kind of pinpointed like kind of an area to enter. You found this kind of niche, basically. Got there, found it, found your business model. Moved it forward basically very strongly. Now, who are your companies that you're kind of focusing on, if you will? I know that you have obviously a portfolio, but is there specific industries? Are there specific stages? Are there specific localities?
So we actually doing a companies, you know, with a very, very mature companies.
Okay.
Around the $500 million valuation and up.
Okay.
They raise in a private market.
Sure.
Basically, we're doing Israeli or Israeli related companies.
Okay.
We believe in the Israeli market.
Cool.
Very Zionistic and you know, even not to be Zionistic, even to be professional, the Israeli tech industry, it's leading the it's part of the biggest, you know, tech scene in all over the world. And we have diversity of companies in different fields. Mm-hmm. Like we have under our portfolio a cyber company, okay, SaaS company, mobile company, ad tech, etc.
So you guys are basically industry agnostic. It doesn't matter, just so long as they're a big mature company who's
exactly
kind of headed to the direction of a major liquidity event in the next 2 to 5 years.
Exactly. We find the great opportunities. We find the great deals that make sense to us, you know, based on our model and give more profit to our investor, to our LPs.
Sure. Now let me ask kind of one of the probably everyone's burning question here is like, what's been any major cool thing that you've been a part of? Can you talk about it?
I can tell you all of our portfolio, it's a cool companies.
Uh-huh.
And it's even coolest when you see that, you know, as a you know, I know most of the companies, you know, when they started their way, and now you have a lot of proud that you can see, you know, Israeli companies that became, you know, as enterprise or all the way on the way to be an enterprise. And you know, this is satisfied me to see, you know, Israeli entrepreneur became as a great CEOs, you know, and if, you know, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, you can say, you know, an Israeli startup, an Israeli tech company, when they became bigger, they're taking an American or foreign CEOs. Now we can see Israeli CEOs, you know, very good, very good one, professional one, know how to make, you know, a great decision, a hard decisions. Even today, you know, with what's happening in the,
sure,
you know, in the old economics situation. And I think this is the great proud.
That's awesome. That's really cool too. I know that you can't go into specific deal flow, but that is, I think, also really unique because it almost says that, you know, you can say like, hey, there's the Moran stamp on, you know, this specific CEO or this company. So that's, I mean, that's very unique. You know, you mentioned the economic situation right now, and there's no lie here that we're in a very odd time when it comes to economics, whether it's crypto or, you know, stocks or just general VC funding, whatever it is, there's clearly some type of downturn. Have you seen that in the secondary markets, or is it not so much affecting you guys?
Yeah, sure. It's you can see actually the volume in the secondary, it's even higher now because people are a bit more nervous about money.
Okay.
Some of the employees, founders took some committed to, I don't know, to maybe to buy a house or to buy something, you know, in 2021,
and now they need over leveraged basically.
Exactly. Okay. And now they need money to execute their commitments, and we can see more traction, more movement in the secondary. And also, you know, the discounts, the valuation, the companies and people became more reasonable about, you know, a company's valuation, about multiples. We can see a lot of companies, you know, that changing and updating their business model to become a cash positive early. And in the secondary, you know, we can see this fix of the price for the PPS.
Okay.
Pay per share.
Pay per share. There you go.
Okay, the share price. Okay, the share price. Sure. The share price, we can say we can see it, you know, more normally.
Okay.
We can see more reasonable numbers, you know, more on evaluation.
Sure.
And this give us, you know, for the secondaries, give us a great opportunities, a great deals on the table, and you know, since that we are funded and we have money on the bank, we can execute it and great and do a great deals for our LPs.
So basically, in so many words, what you can say is that it is affecting you guys, but there's still business going on. I mean, it hasn't stopped, you know.
I say it's even increased the business.
Right, because you said the volume's even higher.
Exactly.
Basically.
People need money more, you know, and money
it's
more
kind of
is more.
Almost, you know? Exactly. it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're getting towards the end of the discussion here. And you know, I'd love to understand from you, you know, you were, I would say, an entrepreneur. But you know, I generally ask people kind of their advice for entrepreneurs, but we kind of already touched upon that. I actually would like to know a little bit more, what's your forecast for secondaries in the next, let's say, you know, 5 years? You said there's obviously been this increasing awareness in the last few years, and it's, you know, grown, and it's much more of a thing, it's much more of a tool people are aware of. Where do you see it going in the next 5 years? Do you think it's going to, you know, start moving down so that early stage startups are already, you know, going to be in the secondaries? Is it going to be just something that's, you know, more traditional, more everyone's doing secondaries at a certain stage? Or, you know, I'd love to hear it.
I believe, you know, regarding the type of companies, I believe, and, you know, this is right, that companies, you know, were more mature, will make you know, more secondary deals.
Okay.
I believe, you know, it's a fair for the founders, the fair for the investor that, you know, put money and invest money in the company, and they want, you know, in the first years of the company, the founders will be focused on the company and the product.
Sure.
And how to execute their plan.
Right.
But I think, you know, as I see in 5 years, I believe that the secondary will be more common. We are acting, you know, starting to act in the market to build some standard,
okay,
some basic standard, to create some basic standard. We are speaking with the, you know, a lot of founders and some you know option plans.
Sure.
to add some, you know, some paragraph, to add something about, you know, how you can exercise those shares.
Okay.
Not
very
how to
important.
Get it,
yeah.
Know how to get the options,
right.
How you can exercise. And you need to understand, the companies need the flexibility.
Uh-huh.
Because they have a lot of, you know, I saw a lot of, you know, specific deals.
Sure.
But we need to build some, you know, a basic standard. And I believe, you know, it's going to be more and more common. And it's going to be more, the market is going to be more and more mature.
That's awesome. I mean, I also think for you, that's kind of, I mean, for you guys specifically, that's awesome, because it shows that there will be more of a awareness, more maturation around the process.
Exactly.
But I also think it's really cool, because then what you're kind of saying is that it's giving more liquidity to everyone in a sense, and it's giving more options for people. And I think, you know, obviously option plan, right? But, you know, it's just kind of bringing down the exclusivity in a sense of the high tech market, which I think a lot of people feel sometimes, especially when you're outside, you know?
Yeah, and I think, you know, if founders, if employees will know how to use in this secondary tools, we will see here in 5 years, you know, a stronger companies. I believe that, you know, the strong companies will become more stronger.
Mm-hmm.
The companies who made, you know, their you know, not necessarily connect to the secondary, but, you know, company who know how to take advantage from this situation and update their model will, and the good companies that became they will become stronger, and the secondary just can, you know, be a tool to help them to increase the motivation in those companies. And I believe in 5 years we'll see even a stronger high-tech industry here in Israel.
Awesome, awesome. Well, so it sounds like if your salary is not enough in high-tech, then at least the secondaries will motivate you. So that's that's awesome. Moran, thank you so much for coming on. Moran from
thank
Ample
you.
Fields. I really appreciate it. Been eye-opening conversation on secondaries, and I hope it has been for our viewers. So thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Take care.